Continuing in the Haftarah Parshas Ekev, this parsha spans three prakim in Yeshayahu. So I think we got up to Perek Nun Pasuk Aleph in Yeshayahu, and we were just reflecting on the infinite ability of Hashem to save no matter what the situation is. It's impossible, right? To take a Malkoach from a Gibor. It's not possible. But Hashem could do it. Right? Who can save the Tzaddik, the Shvi Tzaddik? Who can make sure that Yimaleit, he can escape? It's only Hashem. Ki Kol Amar Hashem, Gam Shvi Gibor, Yukach Malkoach Aritz Yimaleit, everyone's going to be okay. V'yu Vesir Yivech, Anochi Ariv. I'm gonna fight the fights. I'm gonna save your children. He said, right, they're gonna eat their basar, and then through that kol basar is going to know, ki ani Hashem Moshiach v'goaleich Avir Yaakov. I am the saver. I am the redeemer. I am the powerful one of Yaakov. And now we start today's piece. Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem. Eizah sefer krisus yimechem, asher shelachtia. Does anybody mind? Can you please show me where is the sefer krisus, right? The get that I gave your mother when I sent her away. Hashem, or Yeshayahu was saying sarcastically, does anybody have the get that I gave? Oh, you don't have the get. Oh, so that means that we're not divorced, and that means that you and I are still married. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, "Is there sefer krisus? What sefer krisus is there?" It's actually discussed. I think in Yecheskel there is some sort of krisus mentioned. It's a discussion in the Mefarshim. But what Yeshayahu is saying, I don't know about a sefer krisus. We're still in this relationship. So what's shot? Why are you so distant from me? Or who are the creditors that I sold you to? Right? Like, are there perhaps the reason that we're not connected again is that there are creditors that I can't afford to pay? Right? Hashem is going through a hard time financially. Right? Hashem is having trouble making ends meet, and he can't afford to buy back Klal Yisrael. Is that the situation? Is that why we're distanced? You can't provide a get. So it must be, says Hashem, must be, or says Yeshayahu in the name of Hashem, it must be that they're minoshai, I have creditors, and I can't pay back. It's in your sins that you were sold, and your pesha that your mother was sent away. Your sins. Meaning that, What's Hashem saying? Hashem says, "Where is the sefer krisus that I wrote up? Where's the get that I gave your mother and sent her away with? And where, or who are the creditors that I can't afford to pay? Right? You're clearly sold into the hands of other nations. You were sold to them. So where is the creditor that I can't pay back? So what's Yeshayahu trying to say? Right, he says. Then he says, "Shulchan Mechem, your mother was sent away." He says that you v'nim kartim, you were sold. So what's Yeshayahu getting at? So I think the answer here is, in whose court is the ball? Right, can someone elaborate on that? Okay. So you're saying it is Hashem. That's the thought that it's Hashem, but it's incorrect. Who's you think the ball is in Hashem's court?
Yeah, you're saying that Hashem controlled everything. Like, he doesn't need a physical, like, body or anything attached.
Oh, so definitely it's true that Hashem is HaKol Yachol. Hashem is completely capable of anything. But is he the one who's going to end this situation over here? People. So the ball is actually dafka not in Hashem's court. Hashem says, I didn't write you a get that now you can't be here. You went away on your own. It's not that I sold you to the hands of the creditors and I can't afford to buy you back. I would love to buy you back. I can afford it. But Mechartis, hein balvano seichem in kartem, you're sold in your sins. Seichem shokali mechem. But the ball's in your court. And I'm waiting for a return, as we're about to see. Madua basi. Why did I come? Why am I here? The ain ish karasi. And no one called out to me. The ain ona, and no one's answering. Anybody here learn Pesachas Brachos? I think it's alluded to in Megillah as well. This pasuk in Yeshaya was quoted. There's a concept of asara batlanim. Has anybody ever heard of the asara batlanim? What are the asara batlanim? Right. It's a funny term to call them. We call them batlanim, which generally, if you're in the Beis Medrash, there's a batlan. So that's the guy who's mevatel everyone's Torah. But the asara batlan are the people who are mevatel. They used to have a system where there were people who were mevatel themselves from work. They didn't go to work, and they would just sit in the Beis Medrash all day, primarily preparing for tefillah to make sure there's a minyan at every tefillah. That's what they were there for. They had different rules, and there was a gabbai, the gabbai of tzedakah, and you know, people of the chazan of the knesses and whatever it is. But there are 10 people who were made sure there's a minyan all the time. Why? Because the Gemara says brachos. That whenever Hashem comes to a minyan at davening time, and there's not a minyan there, Hashem gets very angry. And it quotes this pasuk. It says, "Madua basi? What did I come for? Ve'ein ish karasi, ve'ein ona. Why did I bother coming? No one's here. No one's calling out. No one's ona. No one's answering. Any heishmei rabba. Why did I bother coming? It makes Hashem very upset when there's supposed to be a minyan in a certain place and there isn't." Right, Kaviyach Hashem gets very upset about that. So they people went made an extra effort to make sure that they had 10 people in their community that were there for a minyan time. Just as why did I bother coming? I put in so much effort. Kaviyach, he's God. So effort is relative. But when it's as if he puts in so much effort and no one's here. He says, then like Hashem has this like. This introspection. Hakatzor katzra yadi mipidus. Hashem is sitting at home. Again, kaviyachol, and just for the imagery. I mean, that's what Yeshayahu is also doing, right? He's also using a mashalim for Hashem. So Hashem is sitting at home and thinking, why doesn't anybody like me? Hakatzor katzra yadi is my hand. It's like so short, meaning my ability. Am I so incapable mipidus from redemption? Maybe that's it. Maybe I don't have the koach to save people. Maybe that's why no one likes me. Why isn't anyone calling out to me? Why isn't anyone davening? It must be because I'm one of those incompetent gods that can't really accomplish much. Is that it? Wait, am I not the one who just with my rebuke I can dry up and destroy the seas and the rivers and dry up all the fish and there won't be any water anymore and no one can drink anything. Don't I have that incredible infinite power? Didn't I create the world and destroy? Now, Yeshayahu is talking for Hashem. Remember, there's nevuah, there's the concept of inspiration, and Yeshayahu is talking. Yeshayahu is saying, what's wrong with you people? Hashem is here. He is infinitely capable of doing anything. He is completely all-powerful. And when you have concerns, what do? When you're afraid, you run to Egypt and ask him to help you out with the situation. You're trying to make a truce with different armies. You give up parts of the Beis HaMikdash. You give up the wealth of the Beis HaMikdash treasury. You do all these kinds of things to protect yourself. What about Hashem? And you're not showing up to Minyan? Not showing up to Davin? Hashem has to ask, Madua Basi, why did I bother coming? And what's the reason? What's the reason that there's a distance, that you were sent away? Is it because Hashem wrote a get? No, Hashem didn't write a get. He's waiting for you to come back. Because Hashem can't afford to buy you back from the other nations. Of course Hashem can afford to buy you back from the other nations. But you're choosing to be stuck there. The ball's in your court. Continues, I'll be Shamayim Kadrus Visaka Sink Susan. Says I wear the darkness of the like a keder is like a pot. He often refers to blackness. See? Inyan shacharus. You know, of blackness. Right? So I wear the heavens of blackness and sackcloth. I place clothing susam. So Hashem is all powerful, perhaps like has can be covered in darkness. You can't see what's going on necessarily. Hashem Elokim Nasan Li Lashon. So now Yeshayahu says, Hashem God gave to me Lashon Limudim Ladas Laus Asya'ef Davar. So he gave me a tongue that is trained to know and to basically to teach those who are ya'eth, who are like worn out, who are like worn out and tired. And over here, Nusosian says a lesson of tzimaon, like thirst. Ayefos v'tzimaon. Davar, I can teach the word to them. Ya'ir baboker, baboker, ya'ir li, ozen l'shma kalimudim. In the mornings, I wake to wake up to me and the ear to hear the things that they need to learn. Meaning, I'm here and I am Yeshayahu. I will be your guide for today. I am trained. I was gifted a tongue that could be able to tell you what you need to know. The Devar Hashem. I am your LON, your local Orthodox Navi. Please. Follow my instruction. Hashem Elokim Pesachli Ozen Vanochi Lo Marisi. Hashem opened my mouth. Sorry, Hashem opened my ear, and I have not rebelled. Achor Lo Nisagosi. I have not turned away. Meaning, I'm doing my job as a navi. And then he says over here, this is going to sound a little bit like what we learned in Yirmiyahu. Gavi Nesati L'makim. I gave up my body for wounds. Ulechayay L'mortim. And my cheeks for some sort of like disrespect that his cheeks would get. I don't know if it's a smack. Not sure. And then Talisha says, like a tearing out of a hair from some like tearing out of a hair. Some physical abuse. Panai lo histarti mi klimos varok. And I have not hid my face from the klima, from the embarrassment, and from varok, and from spit. Meaning, Yeshayahu said things that people didn't want to hear. Yeshayahu was giving Musar. Hashem would put a nevuah in his mind and in his heart and in his mouth, and he would say it, and people didn't want to hear that because people don't want to hear that they're doing something wrong. You have unfortunately many shuls, at least in this country, where if somebody gets up to the kehila, even the rav of the shul. Gets up, or sometimes especially the Rav, and they give Musar to the Kehila. It's what a backlash he gets. Everyone comes in, and, oh, it's a hypocrite, and this and that. And many Rabbanim are afraid to give Musar to their Kehila. Right? Why? Because Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu would give Musar, and then they would say, okay, we're lowering the salary. Right? The board would get together, lowering the salary. Or we'll replace him. We're going to bring in an assistant navi, and we'll give him more speaking time. He's not going to give a Shabbat Shuvah drasha, and spitting at him, pulling his hair. He says, I was willing to take it. I'm not turning around from the mussar that I need to give. It's a discussion about who's qualified to give mussar in this generation. But lemaisa, if there's no mussar, then we're done for. Right? There needs to be something. There needs to be some sort of teaching. Package it one way, package it another way, but if people are not being instructed to grow, no one will grow. At all ages, people constantly need Musar. All ages, all statuses, we all need constant Musar. If you're of the highest caliber, and no one in the world is going to give you Musar, Hashem gives you the Musar and you're able to hear it well. But for most people, I assume like you, and definitely for like me, we need to be hearing Musar. Okay, if you want it to be effective, sometimes it needs to be packaged in a more palatable way. But Musar is important, and Yeshayahu says, also Yirmiyahu, but Yeshayahu over here says, I was not afraid to give this mussar. I was I took the spit, people spitting in my face. Vashem Elokim Yazar Li, and Hashem, my God, helps me. Alkein lo nichlamti. Therefore, I'm not humiliated. Alkein samti fanai kachalamish ve'eda ki lo evosh. I was like a strong force, and I'm not embarrassed because I know that I'm doing the right thing. Karov matzdiki, my matzdik is close. My vindicator, my champion, is close to me. Mi yoreviti. Who's gonna fight with me, huh? Put him up. Who wants to fight with me? You know who's backing me up? Hashem is backing me up. Nam diyach, we're gonna get it together. Mi baal mishpati yigash elai. Who's the baal mishpat? Who wants to be balled in against me? Because I have Hashem on my side. Who wants to come up against me? Bring it on. I'm ready. You? I'm not scared of you. I have Hashem on my side. That's what Yeshayahu is saying. It's a very, very tense environment. It's hostile. Where you have these people who superficially look from, superficially they're like doing a vote to bring the carbonos, that kind of thing, and they're respected, they're wealthy, and they're taking advantage of the poor, they're taking advantage of orphans and widows and things like that. They're completely immoral. Their carbonos are empty. They have blood on their hands, and with all that, you say he's trying to give them mussar, and he's getting physical abuse, but he says, "I'm not afraid." Hey, Hashem Elokim Yazarli, me who Yarshieni. If Hashem is helping me, who's gonna try to say that I'm bad? Who's gonna condemn me? Hey, Kun Kabeged Yivlu Ashiokwein. More of a lashon of a chila, right? They're just like a worn out garment. Nothing's gonna become of it. Then he says, Mi v'chem yirei Hashem. Who among you is a yirei Hashem? Shomeh b'kol avdo. Who's going to listen to the voice of his servant? Right? There's so many people who walk around without Yirah Shemayim, he says. You're not Yirah Hashem. And some people who are actually good. There are many, many people who are good at this point, meaning they were not the ones that were abusing the orphans or the widows, but they were the ones who stood by and watched. Because the Gvir, he's a very chashuv person. He's very chashuv, he's very wealthy, he's respected. He's right, externally, he does like Torah mitzvahs. Maybe he's even a Talmud Chacham. So let him take advantage of the weak. Who's the Yirei Hashem? You just have to be like not a horribly evil person to not do horrible evil things, but to stand by. It's not to step up and not just stand by and watch. That takes Yirei Shemayim. Mi b'chem Yirei Hashem. Who's going to be like me, says Yeshayahu? Who's going to be the Yirei Hashem? Who's going to stand up for those who are being taken advantage of? Who's going to stand up for the honor of Hashem? Who's going to do that? Shomei b'kodo. Who's going to listen to what Hashem's servant has to say? You know I'm his servant. You know you've seen my nevos. You know my reputation. You know who I am. I'm Eved Hashem. I'm Hashem's... Right, not like... I'm like a guy, like I'm an Eved Hashem. He's like, look, literally, I am God's slave, and I only say what He tells me to say. Who's going to listen to what I have to say? Asher halacha sheichim ve'nonga lo yivtach b'shem Hashem ve'yishen be'elokav. Who's going to be the one to stand up for Hashem, who's going to have faith in Hashem? Hein kulchem kodchei eish ma'azrei zik. So the reason he's saying this, the reason he's speaking about this, why it's so important here, is that the ball is in your court. And there are different levels of the response. Part of the response is going, if you're one of the evil people, stop doing the evil right away. And even if you're not, you have to speak up. Because I can't be the only firm guy here, says Yeshayahu. That doesn't work. If I say something and everyone starts booing, and everyone starts throwing things at me, and I get rotten tomatoes and every time I speak, and nobody else is standing up, and nobody is going to listen to me, then we're done for. And it's going to be hard also. One of the things that's challenging about being a Navi, personal experience, about being a Navi, is that when you say bad things happen, if people do tshuva, or people do partial tshuva, and it takes a long time for the bad thing to happen. So you don't want the bad thing to happen, but at least that vindicates you. We spoke about that when we were learning Yirmiyahu. At least it says, okay, he's right the whole time. Yeshayahu says, Minuos, they could be they're far off. They're going to be in a while, but during this time, you need to stay faithful. You need to believe. You need to stay, you know, stay true to it. And hopefully, it won't happen in the first place. But you need to, like, you need to listen to the Kol Hashem. And let's just what do I think? Okay, so we'll do the last pasuk of the parak and finish up the haftarah tomorrow.